welcome to episode 19 of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew. With me, as always,
it's your boy, Mike.
It's Sunday.
It's Sunday. I'll
give you the date. It is April 26th. And, as I always do say, the weather is nice. The weather is nice. Well, it's because I'm so psyched that it's not fucking snowing anymore, so...
Yeah.
Just gotta shout it out from the rooftops. Alright, we're gonna talk Mortal Kombat 10, Mortal Kombat X, and how violent and gross it is.
Oh, Jesus.
I just think, like, I think it's over the top.
It pretty much is.
Like, and, like, I was reading some articles.
Super cringeworthy.
Yeah, that's pretty much what people said. Like, oh, the first time I saw such and such's fatality, like, I cringed.
Yep.
And then, you know, they were like, but after, like, the 10th time, it was just kind of whatever.
Yeah, you've seen it enough. It's like, yeah. But I still cringe.
the scorpion slicing the face off.
Nope. Oh, and you see the tongue at the end? Yeah, the second is even worse. Because each character has two.
What do you mean? Each character has two fatalities or two versions of doing that?
Two fatalities. And then there's added brutalities. So like Kung Lao has a grab where if you finish it with the brutality, he keeps punching till he punches your head off.
So wait, what's the difference between a brutality and a fatality?
A brutality is like ended with a combo.
Okay.
So you can like combo and you can combo into it. So like I was saying with Kung Lao, he has a grab where he'll just keep punching you in the face, but then he just drops you. But in the brutality, he keeps punching till he punches your face off. So it's like a different version of a fatality, essentially.
Okay.
But they're still pretty bad.
Yeah, well, Josh was streaming it on Radio PlayStation. And, yeah, they were doing, like, King of the Hill. And, you know, obviously there was this one kid who was just destroying everybody. So it was just, you know, you just kept watching the same people die.
Yeah.
But, some of these things, it's so over. It's just over the top. And I think for me, the problem is just graphically way too real. You know. You gotta go back to like when you saw these on like Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo.
8-bit, whatever, 16-bit.
It looked ridiculous then.
It's true.
So now it doesn't look ridiculous, and it's just like the progression of the, you know, the technology allows us to make them look super, super realistic. My problem is I really wish they didn't.
Yeah.
Like, can you turn any of that off so that you don't see it if a person does a fatality to you?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't recall seeing a gore off option, so.
Because, yeah. Like, I know on some games, you can turn gore on or off.
Right.
Like,
well,
in Borderlands, you can do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know on here, most people respect each other. And, like, before the match, they're like, hey, do you want to do fatalities or no? And most of the time, it's like, well, you know, let's just not. And then they'll just, like, punch you at the end when it says finish him, and they won't do the fatality.
Why? I don't get it.
It's just like a respect thing. Instead of humiliating them with the fatality, you know, you just don't do it out of respect.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
More so, yeah, with that, yeah.
Hmm. Are you talking open lobbies with randoms, or?
Kind of, yeah.
Huh.
Like, yeah, I think they'll talk about it and stuff like that.
Interesting. I mean, that's kind of cool, because I would be like, don't, because it makes me sick. But then somebody would fucking do it, and I'd be like, you ass.
Yeah, just to be that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the thing. Like, I don't give a shit if the person wants to do the fatalities. Like, I'd be like, whatever.
Right.
I just wish there was a way for me to shut it off so I don't have to see
it.
Oh,
you don't have to see it. Yeah, yeah, gotcha. Like,
why can't it just give me some different animation instead of...
Right, yeah. I don't know.
Whatever. And it could be as simple as going through the animation, except when he does the, like, slice the face, the screen just fades to black, and it just gives me more of, like, a loading screen than it would give them.
Right.
Like,
and just kind of
almost like a sensor bar, but basically just like the screen just fades to black, like right when the, like, you know, when the big action of the fatality happens.
Yeah.
So you just leave some suspense, and I wonder what happened when that knife was about to hit his face, like, because I don't,
yeah,
I don't, I just don't want to see that.
Right. I get you.
But,
yeah, sometimes they can just be a little too much.
yeah.
Or I guess a little bit more than too much, just rough.
Yeah,
Just
still,
weird
it's a bit,
stuff.
it's a way, way, for me at least. I mean, yeah, obviously, like, I don't like scary games, and I don't really like gore. So obviously, it's always gonna be too much for me. I can watch people play it, but I do kind of cringe at the fatalities when I see them. Most of them aren't too bad. Although I saw one, and it was Sub-Zero's, where he brings up the, like, ice spikes behind the player, and he kicks them onto the spikes, and then he jumps and steps on the chest, and the one spike pokes the eyeball out.
Yeah.
And I was watching it, and, like, that one, I don't know why. Maybe it's because there's not a whole lot of blood and, like, you know, pulsing flesh, as if, like, you know, with the tongue in the scorpion one. Like, that
Yeah.
one didn't bother me as much, because it's spikes going through a person is kind of just like, meh. Because, again,
Right.
there's not, it's not like, it's not gruesome. It's just kind of like, geez, he's dead.
It's like,
But like
right.
then the, but then of course they do the little eyeball thing at the end, and I was like, sons of bitches. It
Beans,
that doesn't unnerve me as much as the, like, face and brains thing.
yeah, sliced out, and you still see the tongue move or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was it? There's a character I like to play as where at his fatality at the end, he kicks your head off in the air, pulls out three arrows, and shoots them through your head, and you just see it fall to the ground. About to try his fatality out now, the newer one I just unlocked.
There was one, oh man, I can't remember. Here's the other thing that I don't quite get. But and it's not and this isn't even like a Mortal Kombat thing. I think other games do it. Like, when you get, like, a good combo or a decent, like a good critical hit or whatever, like, it zooms in and it shows, like, the skull with the fractures and everything
Oh,
on
the
the skeleton.
X-ray, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
Yeah.
that's not a Mortal Kombat X thing. Like, other games do it, but I just don't get why it needs to be done. And also the fact that, like,
Show how
when you,
brutal it is, I
well,
guess.
no, but even when you do it, like, in theory, that has just killed the person.
Yeah, right.
So what, I don't understand why
Yeah, how
those,
they still alive after
yeah,
that?
like, I just fractured, like, 8 vertebrae and then crushed your fucking skull in, so how are you still alive?
It's a good question.
I never really quite figured out why those thing, like, why that, like, I get how it's supposed to show, like, you're breaking the bones, but then in that point I'd be like, well, that person's probably dead now, but I don't think I could survive. I don't think I'm gonna get back up and be in fighting, you know, form.
Gonna share that one.
So
Okay, so the one I just did, he has a bow staff type thing, and he sticks it in you. Your body explodes. Your arms and head go in the air, and he just shoots them, and they just fall to the ground and slowly fall into the arrows. But your hands still twitch. Yeah, and then the eyes like pulsate. Ooh.
the
That's a
thing,
bit
man.
much.
It's just like, come on, stop it. I don't want to see that shit.
Okay, never mind. Your eyes don't move, but the hands still twitch.
That's still a bit too much.
Yeah. I mean, was it? Not even just violence in Mortal Kombat, but there's some games where it gets to be a bit too much.
Yeah.
But did you ever play that Punisher game on PS2?
Oh yes, I did. Well, I played it on Xbox though.
But yeah, like still like
But that, again, that one, it wasn't so realistic, but it
because they
was.
said they still kind of censored it
Yeah.
because you don't get to see everything that gets done, but still it's like you could just grab a shotgun and shoot someone's head off with no remorse. It's like, jeez. I
I
know
just
that's how the character is, but
right.
damn.
I just love the, like, when you'd walk into a certain area and the NPCs would be like, "Oh shit, it's the Punisher." And then they'd
Yeah.
run off, 'cause they'd be like, "Yeah, I'm probably gonna kill you." My favorite was the drill bit. Like, because, you know, at the end of every level in The Punisher or whatever, like, you had, like, that scare meter to get them to talk. So, like, it was,
oh,
like,
yeah.
you know, you just, like, kind of held down the joystick to kind of lower the drill press. And it was like, oh, the closer you got, the more they were ready to talk. And you had the meter. And, like, the second they started talking, I was just like, fuck it. Or, like, you know, you throw them in the car crusher. And I'm just like, yep, don't care. I don't even know. I don't even care what you have to say. I'm just going to throw you in the car crusher.
Dang. But the thing I like about that is if you didn't get the information or told you, hey, don't kill him, and you kill them, be like, okay, well, we're going to give you negative points for that because we told you not to kill them.
Right.
So there's still repercussions in killing people.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's not like they're like, oh, cool, here, we're going to reward you with a new gun or something. And sure, what else? What else is violent besides Mortal Kombat?
Well, Borderlands has, you know,
some, yeah, that's true, because you can,
but you can turn it off, and then, you know, the yeah. characters just die. But even, like, in the way that, like, some of those characters explode into bits, it's not over the top, you know?
No, yeah, because it's shell shaded.
Yeah, the eye style, the art style kind of does that, too, because obviously, when
yeah,
you think about,
it's not realistic looking. It's,
yeah, exactly.
Like, cartoonish-ish, I guess, yeah. if you want to say that.
Like The Last of Us, you know.
Still
you
pretty like, bad.
Still the
execution.
But I guess it's different because it's like third-person perspective, you know? So it's like the explosions,
that's true.
The explosions aren't happening with like intense focus on that thing. Whereas like when you do the fatality, like it's zooming in, it's getting up, you know, close and personal.
True.
So I think that probably makes for mitigating it a little bit so that it's not quite so bad, because they're pretty ridiculous.
They are,
like, because, like, you know, you do the nail bomb and like legs and arms blow off, and but again, it's, I guess it's different because there's not like, maybe, and I don't even really think there's that much blood in MKX. I mean, there is, but there isn't at the same time, like,
yeah, because you're just showing on the ground, yeah. and you're not going to sit there and just stare at the ground to see how much blood's there.
Exactly.
So, and there's like little details, like if Scorpion burns you, you'll see the burn, but it'll go away
right.
later or whatever, temporary, whatever.
Yeah. Well, and then there's like I don't know who's. It's got to be.
Oh, jeez.
It's not Scorpion, because Scorpion doesn't. Does Scorpion shoot fire? Yes.
Yeah.
Is he the one that does the fire through the chest and then the heart fall? Yeah, that's this. Cause
yeah,
the, that's
and
the
he slices your
face
off.
Yeah, that's the one before the facelift. If they had just done that, the like.
Oh, just left
the
it
chest,
there.
And then he just died, or he like kicked the heart and the heart, or the heart exploded or something. You know, something like that. It wouldn't have been so bad. It's the face slice that's just. That's what puts it me. Like,
oh,
it's too much.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I don't. Not a fan.
Yep.
I wasn't probably going to pick it up anyways, but like knowing
right.
that if there's no way to really kind of disable or skip that kind of stuff, I'm less
right.
likely to want to pick it up even in the future if it was cheap.
Yeah. I bought it more so because I like fighting games.
Right, obviously.
But
you're
I get what you
mean. Fighting game person.
It can be... Oh, goddamn it, just do the fatality.
Persona? I'm all over that.
Oh, I love Persona.
But that's what I mean. Like, Persona's a fighting game I can get behind, because it's not, you know...
Oh, yeah. There's alluding... It alludes to killing, but they don't show
sure,
you.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that one's... That one's another topic for another episode.
Exactly.
It's the Persona episode.
Bingo.
But, yeah... Just, they could definitely tone it down, I think. I'll agree with that. Like, I don't mind it, but for some people that can be a little squirmish, but they still want to play the fighting game, have some kind of filler to at least turn the fatality off, or at least tone it down where they just kind of zoom out. So, like, it'll do, you'll see the fireball go, but they just kind of, you hear the scream in the background or something like that, maybe, and you don't see the rest of it.
Exactly.
Something like that, maybe. But, yeah. I guess I'm on both sides, I guess.
And I mean, and even like, what was it, Marvel vs. versus Capcom. Is that the one that we have? No, Injustice. Injustice yeah. does the like X-ray fracture thing, but again, it's not. I don't know. Maybe it's because they're those characters in the regular universes don't have gore attached to them. Like Superman's not like wrecking people left and right with like bloody gore, and like the Mortal yeah. Kombat characters only exist to like have these ridiculous.
Pretty much.
So I'm that again. That could be part of it too.
Right. But still, yeah.
Yeah, it's just. I don't know. It's always going to be a bit much. And I think the problem is like, at what point do you, what point will they have to be like, we can't exceed.
We've gone too far.
Yeah, like we cannot exceed this graphical point mm-hmm. because it's at that point it is way too much. It's way too yeah. ridiculous.
Right.
So I don't know. I think that they could be approaching that very quickly.
Right, yeah. Well, here's the funny thing in terms of, because it's still in terms of violence, this seems like there's more Grand Theft Auto related type incidents than there are like, oh, well, I'm going to do Scorpion's Fatality on someone because I thought it was cool.
Well, wait, what do you mean?
Like, there was something I saw, I was like, oh, GTA in real life, and this dude, like, he took what cops, you know, incidents with cops in real life, and he did it in the game. So, like, he did, like, a comparison of, oh, well, what you can do in real life, you can do in the game. What you can do in the game, you can do in real life, but without consequences. So, like, there was some footage he had of a cop pulling up, and then the cop stopped, and you see another cop car just speed by and hit an innocent bystander and go through a wall. And then he does it in game. And he's like, well, see, you could do that without getting in trouble. So it's like, wait a minute. So you're promoting it, but you're not promoting it. You're saying it's okay.
Wait, I'm confused. Maybe I didn't quite grasp this. What do you okay. mean between he's showing footage of things that happened in real life?
Real life. And then he does it in game.
Okay.
In GTA 5, yeah.
So he ended up with like dash cam footage of real life police events,
yeah.
and then yep. reenacted it
in reenacted video game.
For what purpose?
No idea. Just to say, oh hey, this is what you can do in real life. This is what you can do in the game without getting in trouble. So
I don't get the point.
Yeah, like
yeah, like I'm kinda confused as to why you would
do that, yeah.
Like I'm not probably planning on driving a person into a wall.
Right, yeah. But I just figured that's another thing towards the violence thing, and I don't get it. Like, why would you promote that? And then some people put up their Mortal Kombat videos, and it's like, oh, that's cool, it's awesome. But there's more views on something like that that's promoting real violence, whereas this is virtual violence, and it's getting less views.
Right.
Okay, so,
I kind of see what you mean.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm getting at is more people tend to look at something that's even more real than it is, oh, well, you could do that video game, whatever, no big deal. So I'm going to try this because you could actually probably try to do it.
Right. Yeah, well, I doubt that there's any videos of people getting their faces sliced off on the internet. Well, you know what? I don't even want to think about looking it up. There's also a difference between GTA being also like hilarious. You know, you do stuff for stupid reasons because you do have that open world, you know.
Right.
Open world, no limits, abilities to do whatever you want.
I guess that
kind of happens in a lot of games. You know, people do.
That's true, yeah. Over the top.
Yeah, I mean, and it's. I don't know. It's definitely. You know, what I would do in GTA, obviously, is not what I would do in real life. I can, you know, I can drive 100 miles an hour down the street and then do a power slide right into a car.
Right.
You know, I can, if an NPC bumps into me in the game, I can be like, yo, what the fuck? And then shoot him. You know,
yeah.
Jump in my car and take off. Like, yeah, that probably does happen in real life, but, you know, obviously there's a bit of difference between that. Violence is more amusing than like slicing a person's face off in Mortal Kombat. But either way, it's just like, you know, it's one of those things like you know, Grand Theft Auto, my guess is when people start playing it in 4K on PCs, you know, then that violence level is going to change a little bit. I bet you then people are going to be like, Jesus, you know, when we randomly kill people, it's kind of ridiculous.
Right, yeah.
Because, like, I mean, I've seen screens of people playing it in 4K, and it's pretty insane how good it looks, so.
Right. I wonder if anyone's tried MKX in 4K. Because it's on PC, so.
Does it have support for 4K?
No idea. So never mind then. But I'm sure someone will.
Someone's going to either they're working on it or whatever. Yeah. Right.
I couldn't imagine fucking fatalities in 4K. That's just too much. That'd be too much.
I think that would be like instant barf.
Yeah, that's just too much.
But people are going to want, you know?
Right.
It's like, I'm good. I'm good.
Pretty much.
Ooh, this is breaking news. Breaking at the time that we say this, probably not breaking by the time you hear it. It's a beta page for Black Ops 3.
Ooh, snaps.
Oh, pre-order for beta access. Well, that's not the same fucking
thing. That's not the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's not the same thing.
That's basically what they did with Destiny.
Yeah.
Pre-order for the beta.
When it said, like, beta page live, I thought it meant, like, I could register to possibly end up in the beta. That's stupid.
Pointless.
Yeah. That's not the same thing. Like, there's another game coming out. I should really quickly Google it to find out more. It's Rocket League. So there's this game that's coming out by Psyonix. And it's called Rocket League. And basically, you're not little remote control cars, because you are remote control cars, I suppose. You're just rocket powered battle cars, but you're in like a dome, and it's like soccer.
Interesting.
You can like boost your car, and you get to drive the soccer ball into the other team's goal. But it's sweet, because you can like jump and do 360s with your car, and like dash boost things. And you can, like, you know, hit the soccer ball, and it's actually a lot of fun. Like, I registered for the closed beta, and I didn't think I was going to get in, because the time I saw the link, there was already, it had already been a couple hours, so I figured, like, there's probably
no point to join this.
Yeah, so I was like, you know, whatever, though, I'll give it a shot. And later that day, I got an email with a code, so I downloaded it, and it's actually really fun. Like,
pretty solid.
I don't know if the game is going to change for amount of players, because right now the most you can play is 3v3.
Ah.
But if it changed and it was like maybe 5v5 or 4v4, it'd be pretty cool. I think 3v3 is a little tough because it's just not that many people, you know? And I think this could be a fun game with a lot of people, but even
more people, yeah.
You know, even when I was just playing it last night.
Still pretty good.
It's still pretty good. Like, I was actually like, this isn't bad. Like, I'll probably buy it, because I imagine it'll probably be like $15 or $20. So
nice.
But it's actually really cool. The only thing I wish is that I wish you could power slide, and I haven't found a way to do that.
Oh, you can't power slide through.
Yeah. It's got online and local split screen, which is nice.
Oh, nice.
So
pretty cool.
But, Reality Pales, he's in the beta as well. And so I saw him playing it, and I tweeted, and I'm like, oh, we should party up. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, too bad the servers are down. Because the servers are only up, like, 2 hours a day.
Oh.
Because they must.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, because they must just be doing, like, initial testing, and it's whatever. So, yeah, they only had it up for, like, 2 hours. So I got to play, like, a couple matches, and it's actually pretty fun. I was annoyed, though, because, like, I got into a match, and before I could even, like, look at the screen, it booted me for being idle. But I think I might have been sitting for, like, 15 seconds.
Right.
So that was kind of annoying. But it is actually really cool. Like, I was actually, like, at first I was kind of like, rocket cars and soccer? This sounds so dumb.
Right.
And then I played it and was like, oh, shit. This is actually kind of cool.
I can get behind this.
Yeah, I can get behind this. Because you can also, if you really want to be fun, just race right into the other team's cars, and they'll blow up, and then they have to respawn in. But, you know, it's like everybody's driving to hit this soccer ball, and it's like you hit it, and the physics are actually pretty good, so the ball will go flying, and it'll go in whatever direction, but it's, you're in a dome, so, like, it can bounce off the ceiling or the sidewalls, and then you got to kind of anticipate where it's going to land.
Right.
But you also got to watch out for other people who are just going to hit you to push you out of the way so that they can hit the
ball. Yeah, so that way they can, yeah. Well, then I imagine it's just going to turn to a giant demolition derby.
No, because everybody still likes getting points. And there's, like, the problem is what happens is you all get into, like, this big mashup, and then there's that one person who gets a good shot on the ball
and
can't fucking stop it.
That's true.
And, you know, everybody's, like, one time I boosted to stop the, like, to try and save the ball, and I ended up hitting it into the net. I scored on my own team.
Shit.
And I was like, but it was one of those things, and then it shows the goal. It shows, like, an instant replay. And, like, you're watching it, and it's just, like, you. And then, like, there's my car just, like, boosting towards the fucking soccer ball. And it was, like, boom, right into the net. Or the virtual net, because it's all kind of, like, arena 3D domes and hexagons and futuristic.
Right.
It's pretty – it is really fun, though, and it actually looks really good. Like, I didn't notice any graphical issues when I was playing it. It was just kind of
– That's good.
It's kind of just – yeah, it was pretty sweet, so –
Nice.
I was enjoying that last night.
Sounds fun.
I've also been playing another game, but that one's under embargo, so I gotta hold.
Right, can't talk about that.
It's weird.
Fair enough.
I'm not. I'm like on the fence. It's kind of. It's like. Without saying too much, my problem is I hate games that expect you to know things that it has no, like, it doesn't tell you anything, and you're somehow expected to figure shit out, but not like in a Zelda way, because Zelda does give you hints on how to do shit, like,
right.
People say really weird and, like, innocuous statements to you in one area of the game. But that eventually makes sense when you get to another part of the game. Because you're like, oh, right, I talked to that person, and they said this. And I'm like, well, that's a hint. Whereas in this particular game, there was one part, and I had been trying to figure it out and trying to figure it out. And then finally I had to consult with another person who's also doing the game. And they were like, oh, you just do this. And I was like, well, how the
fuck? Seriously?
Fuck would it? I'm like, how would I have even known that that was a thing I could do?
Right, yeah. It's like, how would I even known that?
I was like, I didn't even know that wasn't like that was a game option.
Huh?
Because it's like at no other point in the game do you ever have to really do that. So I was super confused.
I'd imagine.
After that, I was able to kind of bang through that whole section because that was the one thing preventing me from progressing forward in the story. Yay!
That's always fun.
Right. The other part about the game that is a cool thing is that it's there's multiple storylines that are going at the same time, and you can actually just kind of save and switch between the two.
Nice.
The only thing is once you complete one portion of the storyline, you have to just finish the other one. You can't progress.
So gotcha.
Basically, you have to do both of their. You have to do both of the storylines before you can go to the their next set. But if you wanted, you could switch between the two. Except I don't advise it because it would make it even more confusing.
It's just confusing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So you just have to like pick one, do one, pick one, do the other one.
Right. Just kind of go with it.
Yeah. But otherwise, it's
pretty good.
I don't think I would probably have got the game, but it's not like the story's interesting. I just think the game kind of.
It's not your.
Yeah, the game's just a little frustrating because it's like, how would I have known? And maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just dumb.
No idea.
Maybe I'm just straight stupid. Because I'm just sitting there like, it's not even if you like hovered over certain things in like the game or in your inventory that there's like a little help button or like a, you know, some sort of dialogue that might allude to you being able to use certain things and interact with certain environments. Like none of that kind of exists. You are kind of left to figure it out all on your own. And I'm some of the stuff, I'm just like, how would anybody figure that out?
Right, how would anyone know that?
Like, I ended up having to backtrack through, like, what would have been like 2 hours worth of gameplay to go
Jeez.
get a thing that I didn't know I was supposed to get.
Damn.
Like, I was in those areas, and I figured that something had to exist in those areas, but like nothing would have told me like that's what I had to do. And it's,
Like, thanks.
yeah, so that's, but I
Thanks,
would, that
Obama.
that's it's embargoed until the 28th, so this
So
Tuesday,
next,
this
yeah.
Tuesday rather.
So you could probably talk about it then.
Yeah, no, then I can talk about it.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's that's that. So that was, I mean, that's violence in games, and ooh, so now we can talk about Silent Hills.
Silent Hills, which kind of sad because I really did want to play that.
Yeah, so for those listening, there was a falling out with Kojima and Konami a little while back,
Which
which it still isn't even really truly confirmed that he doesn't work there, or he's been fired, or he's starting off on his own thing. It's just that there was like a little bit of the things, like the tweet that he sent, like "this is goodbye" or whatever. And then let me see if I can find it real quick, because I bet you it's still in his tweets.
Maybe, yeah. Unless they had him delete it.
Don't remember. Oh, the tweet. Oh, it said "heading off," and it was the picture of the guy getting into the chopper in Metal Gear. And so basically, that happened, and then there was this whole Kojima left, and then, Kojima Studios became Konami San Diego or whatever it is. And then they even changed the taglines on some artwork for the game.
Took all the Kojima Productions
Yeah, for
out.
Kojima, yeah, because it was Koji Pro, Kojima Productions, right, and they changed it to like
Took
Konami
all that out.
California or whatever.
The Metal Gear page got either taken down or changed or something like
Yep.
that, and
And
it's like,
so basically everyone was like, "Oh, well, Kojima's out. What does this mean for the future of the franchise? Blah 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 blah." And then there was a thing where he said, like, "I'm still dedicated to Metal Gear Solid 5," but that was kind of all he said.
Right.
Fast forward to
Now, pretty
recently, yeah,
much,
now,
yeah.
and Guillermo del Toro said at allegedly said at the San Francisco, I want to get this right.
Oh,
Okay,
yeah.
so this was this is a I'm on hardcoregamer.com, and this is by Steve Hanley, and this was today. It says, "Bad news all around for Silent Hills today. Earlier in the morning, Konami announced that they would be removing the PT demo, which is playable teaser, which was the Silent Hills teaser game that's on the PSN. They're removing the demo at the end of the month. While there was hope that this was simply because it was a limited time offer, it looks like this could have indeed been the beginning of the end for the project. Guillermo del Toro has stated, quote, "It's not gonna happen, and that breaks my greasy heart," end quote. That quote
Sad
came from
day.
a guy on Twitter who was at the San Francisco Film Festival. And that was at 12 this morning.
Sad day.
And that's whoever TV's Matt Hackney is. He says he is, Twitter says he is a photojournalist, news photographer, cameraman, and he is from Fresno. And he only has 450 followers and 3,000 tweets. So who knows how.
How,
Yeah, but he's
I
been
guess, we
tweeting
feel.
stuff all day, the past few days, from the San Francisco Film Festival, I suppose. So who knows? It
True.
could be true. I mean,
Could be true, could be false, yeah.
but it still certainly makes for an interesting discussion, discovery,
Right.
announcement, because
Plus, the
it's
thing about press is sometimes they end up twisting words just to get views and stuff like that.
that's true. I mean, he put it in quotes, so you'd assume that he's doing it verbatim, but
Right.
a little
Guess we'll find out.
creative liaison. Yeah, so it's definitely weird. you know, you go from having PT, the playable teaser, and then, you know, it's Guillermo del Toro and Kojima working on this, and then Kojima says nothing and seemingly leaves Konami, because why would you change all this stuff if he wasn't going to be around?
Mm-hmm.
Or he was forced out. Could be one or the other. I mean, we don't know. You know,
no one else, Konami, but Konami and Kojima know the truth.
Statement, but it's like, obviously, this is definitely between closed doors, between them.
Right. And only they know the truth.
Now Guillermo del Toro saying it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what that is. I mean, this could totally be them stirring up debate to see if it's worth continuing with this project.
Yeah.
If Kojima just wants to bail out now and he doesn't want to stick around, and he'd just be like, well, I don't think anyone's going to buy the game anyways, and then Del Toro could just be like, well, let's you know, throw a wrench in the gears and see what people say. Let's see how they react. And maybe, you know, that's me being positive.
Because Kojima's trolled us in the past, so plenty of times.
So
find out. It's all up in the air, I guess, to say. I kind of hope we're being trolled and they're kind of, you know, no pun intended, silently creating their own studio and just kind of keeping it under wraps.
True. I mean, the problem with that is legally, I imagine there's a lot of trademark and copyrights and nonsense going in, because I don't know that Kojima owns necessarily the rights to all the Metal Gear stuff. So now we could end up with Metal Gear Solid Phantom Pain being the last MGS we get, there's no way they're not going to release it, but it could be being the last one we're going to get, because now Kojima's going to leave, if he does, if that's what's happening, and then, you know, Konami owning most of the rights to it, and him only owning some of it, and then it's like, well, who's going to let the other person go, and you're going to have like a Sony Pictures owning Spider-Man and not giving up rights to Marvel up until now.
Some deal gets cut, yeah. Well, because I know Konami allegedly said, don't worry, we're going to continue with Metal Gear, you know, don't fret, this and that, but that's kind of what Capcom did with Mega Man, and guess what happened with that? They're like, nah, don't care, shutting it down, we're shutting down the studio on that, we're just ending it. I kind of hope they don't do that. Like, don't tell us you're going to continue and then just quit, because you think, oh, no one's going to want it, when clearly everyone wants it. So.
Yeah, it's a fantastic series. There's no reason not to keep making them. But at the same time, if you are going to remove, you know, Kojima, it will affect the way that the series goes. I mean,
oh, yeah.
And maybe that's why they used Kiefer instead of David Hayter. Because this is Konami's way of creating a new Metal Gear Solid.
It's true. Just
in the same way that they were creating a new Silent Hills.
It's true.
You know, maybe Kojima was just setting this all up so he could literally leave. Because I still think that Kojima will end up directing movies. I really do.
I'm surprised he's not, because I know he's a huge film buff.
Movie buff, yeah.
Yeah, that's why Metal Gear's like a fucking movie.
Exactly. Toro, so it's like it kind of fits that, like,
it makes sense.
Maybe he's just like, screw it, I'm just gonna do movies,
right? Silent Hills is gonna become a movie, not a game.
Yeah. And in the same vein, you know, Amy Hennig, who wrote a lot of the Uncharted, she didn't write all of them, and they all came out pretty good as a cohesive series. I mean, say, you know, 2 is the best, and some say 3 was really short, but some say
4
is the best because it was the first, and everyone says Uncharted Golden Abyss sucks, even though I don't think Hennig wrote that. But, you know, and now you've got Uncharted 4 being done by Neil and Bruce.
So it's
like, I'm sure it'll be fine. But at the same time, you know, you've got to look at it as if Kojima is done for reals. My guess is he's left enough of a legacy in place that, you know, Konami's going to
do things will be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fine without him.
Or whatever this game is going to be is going to segue into a place where it allows a little bit more
expansion
or whatever they plan.
Well, because I know at first, I believe three, he wasn't even going to do it. He was going to let some other studio in Konami take care of it. And then instead, he decided to oversee it, and then he ended up actually doing stuff on it. Mm. Same with some of the PSP stuff. He wasn't even going to do it.
I wish they hadn't done some of the PSP stuff.
I liked it. I didn't mind.
Hard game. God damn it.
Oh, Acid, no. I don't count that as the actual stuff. But I mean, like, Portable Ops and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stuff that actually was, I guess,
yeah.
Actual part of the story. Yeah, because I know he wasn't going to do anything with that, but then he decided to. So, like I said, he's said no in the past, and he's like, well, never mind.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's like they could just be like, we'll throw a heap of money at you, and he could be like, done.
Yeah.
It doesn't strike me. I mean, he strikes me as the type of guy who's not swayed by money. He's more, you know, he has more integrity.
He feels passionate about it. Yeah. He'll stand, but if not, he's like, well, you know,
that's huge. He's got to have money.
Oh, he's got. I'm sure he's got plenty of money. At this point, it definitely probably isn't about the money for him. It's more so, is this still my passion? Do I still want to do it?
Right.
Yeah. So. You know, at some point you have to, you know, do you want to walk away or.
Right.
Or, you know.
Yeah. So. At some point he's kind of just got to be like, well, is this even, you know, is this what I want to do? Is this where I want to be? You know, he's been doing this for.
So long.
Since I was a damn kid. It's weird too, because he looks like he looks so young.
Yeah.
He looks like the hip. He looks, and he's also super in tune with, like, everything. Like, he's wired in. Like, he always looks like he's, you know, I'm not saying he's, like, a good looking dude, but, like, he's fashionable. He's always been fashionable.
Right.
You know, like, he always is with the times, which is mm-hmm. kind of impressive for somebody who's been in the industry so long that, like, you know, you see some people and they're just kind of set in whatever trend that they happened to really like at the time, and like he's managed to evolve with every single thing that's going on.
This is true.
So it is what it is.
Agreed.
So I mean, I personally won't play Silent Hills because it's a scary game. So, you know, I'll be upset if it gets canceled because I think the series has, you know,
it's such a good series.
Yeah,
but
like the series, I like the stories behind the games, you know,
because they're so messed up.
Yeah, like I watched playthroughs and of people playing it because I can stomach that.
But, right, like yourself. It's a good adrenaline rush. That's what I like about horror games.
I'll be sad to see it come to a halt if this is literally the end of it. You know.
Right. My question is with PT. If it's one of those things where if it's still in your library, you could still download it, regardless of it being removed.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but I don't know.
But
if it's been removed from the server, you might not be able to re-download it, because the files just won't be there, so it kind of depends. Are they removing the ability for you to purchase it, or are they removing the ability for it to be re-downloaded?
Here we go.
And my guess is it's probably...
Re-downloading it right now.
Yeah, well, you have till the end of the month, so you've got...
Oh, it's not it wasn't officially removed from the store yet.
End of the month, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was already removed. That's why.
No.
Okay, well, I re-downloaded it just cuz.
Just cuz. So that's...
Yeah, I mean, and it is sad to see him go in whatever fashion it is that they agreed on.
Right. I imagine he wanted to do something else.
Right. And the good thing is no one's slandering either. No side is slandering each other. So it's not like they're like, oh, well,
right.
F. Kojima that, F. Kojima this, and,
yes,
you know, he...
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more so, well, you know, we're just going our separate ways.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of the cool part about the respect that both companies, Konami and Kojima have earned throughout the industry is that more people... are concerned with what happens to the projects they were working on rather than like shitting on one or the other. You know, people are like, fuck you, I can't believe you left Konami. They're more like, are you still going to make this thing that I want because I know you still have the ability to make it awesome. You know, you're not there's you know, it's not like he's leaving because he made a bad game. He's probably leaving because he wants to do something else that he can't.
True.
You know, and Konami, same deal. People respect them. People are understanding that they, you know, they're a business. They need to make games to make money and, you know, whatever. So it's kind of cool in that sense that people aren't really hassling either one of them.
Right, yeah, both sides of seeing respect. Like,
please tell me these things are still existing because I still want to give you money from my wallet.
Yeah, exactly. I still want you to take my money for stuff like that. So, I guess we'll find out then.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, we just kind of got to wait it out and see.
Yeah, because I know there was that whole rumor where, well, now we don't know if he's actually leaving. So.
Right. It's like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's like it wasn't an actual split up. Like, he's still here. It's just we're changing stuff up. So.
Probably because he wants to leave.
Right, yeah. But I guess we'll find out. We'll find out sooner or later the truth. So I'm sure someone's gonna, you know, fucking hassle him about it in an interview and then be like, oh, okay, well, I got you to say it, now I'm gonna report it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, and my guess is they both are just being smart about it and either not taking,
or they're telling people, if you ask no comment.
Questions, we're walking away, and you eat the interview that you have, and you probably
yeah, pretty much.
Get another one. So,
right. Yeah, don't waste your time.
Yeah, it'd be like the, I don't know if you saw the tweet that I sent out about Robert Downey Jr.
The junior walking out of the video? Yep.
So good.
Yep. It's like, we're not here to talk about my personal life. We're here to talk about Avengers.
Goddamn movie. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't. Just like when he was like, you know, your foot's tapping, you should probably get with the questions.
Yeah.
Ask a question. You have just as much time as everybody else.
Right? It's like, are we promoting? What are we doing?
Yeah.
It's like, bye. Awesome.
Yeah, that was good. Bye.
Like at the end, he made it seem like he was going to hit him, but he just tapped him on the shoulder.
He just pats him on the shoulder. He's like, yeah, just getting a little dinosaur in here, so.
Yeah. But like, so, I mean, like if a guy like flinched, like Robert was going to hit him, but he just pat him on
the shoulder. Because he probably didn't know what the hell was about to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, don't ask the questions you know you're not going to get an answer to.
Don't ask stupid questions. Is really
what yeah.
You know, have a little respect. You know, I get.
Oh, yeah,
I get that as interviewers.
You know, you want the juicy details.
Well,
and...
no, it's not that he wants the juicy details. He has his own agenda, and this is like.
Oh
this,
yeah, that's
this
true.
Is me jumping into political mode. He was asking questions about his political views because he originally had made a statement years and years ago saying. You don't go from, I think the quote was, you don't go from a $2,000 a night hotel to a penitentiary and come out a liberal.
Mm.
He's like, it just doesn't happen. And so
right.
The reporter was trying to press Downey to basically say that he was a conservative because
from all
appearances, Downey seems to lean that way.
Right.
From all the other things that I've read about him and things he said in reports and the fact that he did go to prison and all that kind
mm-hmm.
of stuff.
Yeah.
Not that I think that going to prison makes you not a liberal, but it certainly changes your views on certain things. Mm-hmm. So that particular interviewer, that guy, has done this to other people. Like there was a link in another article I read about him and how he does like he brings up political stuff not necessarily in the right way,
right manner.
You know, in an attempt to kind of not necessarily out people as conservatives, but kind of you know throw them off guard, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So Downey just wouldn't play ball, and I fucking respect
right.
the hell out
yeah.
of him for it. Like I don't
oh,
care
yeah.
what his political affiliation is. I think it's awesome that he's a conservative. The problem is being a conservative in Hollywood is kind of like a death sentence.
Yeah.
And what many actors who are comfortable with saying that they're conservatives have said, people are missing out that many actors in Hollywood are actually conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of them will never say it because it'll end their career.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Or, you know, then people will shit on them and lose fans, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of
yeah.
unfortunate that, like, because they have a political affiliation that, like, people would be like, I'm not going to watch
right them. Now, you're just the worst person in the world.
But it's true. A lot of these actors have conservative views, which is cool. But I respect the hell out of Downey for just being like, bye, see ya.
Yeah, see ya.
He was respectful. He was just like, look, this, you know.
Yeah, it's not what I'm here for.
It's not what I'm here for. So, yeah. If this is where we're gonna go, I'm gonna see myself.
Right. Yeah. Good for him. Because I think you can hear his publicist in the background saying, "Yeah, no."
Because he's looking at her when he looks off the camera. He's looking at her to be like,
"Let's go." Know?
And then she basically was probably just like, "All right, time to go. Let's go."
Yeah, pretty much. Like he's not. Yeah, no, it's not what we're here for.
Because yeah. I imagine that might actually take a toll on him as a person too.
Who
the fuck wants to be asked about like their time with, you know, struggling with drug addiction and
right, exactly.
being imprisoned for it when you're about to promote a movie that's going to make him more millions of dollars? Like, he's probably right. super psyched about having a second chance and being successful at it and mm-hmm. making all this money. Not that I think he cares. He probably enjoys the money. But, like, he's got a second chance that's going super well for him. Like, why the fuck would he want to go back to, like,
right, yeah.
that shit? Like, I'm sure it's always kind of present in his mind.
Right.
It's one of those things, like, I feel like he was probably just like, what the fuck? Like, this isn't why I'm here.
Are we doing this or not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the only other non-gaming thing that I also think is awesome is the Protein World debacle.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go look at the ad, the Beachbody thing?
I haven't yet, but...
Okay, so it's just a stark yellow background with a, you know, attractive, very fit female in a yellow bikini, and the text mm-hmm. says, "Are you Beachbody ready?" You know, because they're a protein company. They sell fitness stuff.
Right.
And everyone was like, oh, this is fat shaming. You're saying that if you're fat, you can't go on the beach or wear a bikini. And, like, they're all like, no, actually, we're not. We're just saying, are you ready? If you're a fitness person, are you... You know, and like some people are just like, they're a fitness company. Why would they show a fat person on the ad? And again, it doesn't say anything. It just asks a question: Are you beach body ready?
Ready, yeah.
You know, and if you think you're beach body ready, then that's it. Boom, you're good. Go to the beach, right. Have fun. Like, and the best part is they were like, oh, it's probably run by like a bunch of dudes, and the Twitter account was actually run by a female. But now the CEO and the head of marketing have taken over it, and like they're just. They're awesome. They're tweeting stuff at people like... here, let me pull it up real quick. Did I spell protein wrong? Yes, I totally did.
Rotan.
Protein. So, and I don't know if they changed this after the fact, but the Twitter header banner is just the butt of the girl with Protein World on her bikini.
That's funny. Hilarious.
They just retweeted this one 20 minutes ago, and it says, "Never heard of your company till you stood up to these ass clowns. I'll support you against the threats, harassers, and doxers." Why is Protein World getting so much stick when magazines like Cosmopolitan and their advertisers do the same, if not worse?
Right, Photoshop women.
And then they posted an image. I gotta find it. They posted an image, and it was like 10 different magazines. That had like basically the same type of covers,
right?
Because it was one of their responses to a person like, "We're not the..." Oh, here it is. They put # not a new concept, and it was so. There's Heat Magazine, Self Magazine, Men's Health, Shape, Cosmopolitan, OK Magazine, Women's Health, and 17, and all of them have covers. With men, well, there's only, Men's Health is the only one with a guy on it, they're all attractive women in bikinis, and it's like bikini body detox, build a beach body, 60 miracle foods, your beach body in 7 days, get a celebrity beach body, bikini body confidence, bikini ready, 5 ways to lose 15 pounds. Like, it's total bullshit. Like, people are just looking for any excuse to fucking start a fight.
Right.
And I'm getting so sick of it.
Yeah, it's pretty goddamn annoying.
So now their sales are up a bazillion. Because they're even tweeting it like, well, thanks for making sure that people know what we're out here.
Right.
Let's see. They retweeted a tweet. Your ad for Protein World gives me something to aspire to. Doesn't shame me. Makes me want to work harder. Love it.
Right.
Glad you like the products. Team Protein World. Because Beachbody Ready was like a hashtag, and then it was each body's ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as in, like, everybody's ready for the beach. You know. Because it's like, well, and then, if, like, when you think, like, there's the hashtag FitFam, you know, for, like, mm-hmm. people who are in shape and they want to tweet about, like, being in fit, you know, being in fit, being in shape. So, it's just so stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
This was a tweet they retweeted. It makes no sense. Society has defined what a beach body is, not them. Obesity is a growing problem. Protein World is setting goals.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not bullshitting anybody.
Yeah, and, like, it's just so annoying because, like, even this one, this Protein World ad business is ridiculous. Obviously, you're going to use a gym fit model to sell a fitness product. Duh. You know, this one, for real, Protein World never said you had to look like the girl to wear a bikini or step on a beach, but would you advertise with less than perfect? Again, like, I don't know why this common sense shit exists. Like, it's just like, you can't say anything now without somebody being like, no, you must mean that you hate everyone because you...
Yeah, someone's always going to butt hurt.
Yeah. It's like some... And then, of course, the troops are going to rally, and then it's like...
Mm-hmm.
I just can't stand it. Like, they asked if you're beach body ready. They weren't talking to fat people. They were talking to the people who want to stay in shape.
Yeah. How is that fucking fat shaming?
Yeah, and why is it okay to fit shame? Is my question, because you're just shaming
right.
all the people who want to
shaming
be
in general. Like, just stop it. Just leave it alone. If it doesn't bother you, okay, don't say anything. But if it bothers you, then
fucking deal
you know,
with it.
If they're
my problem, like, why? If
yeah, I mean, if they're actually attacking you, okay, you know, figure it out, deal with it.
Yeah,
but if they're not attacking you, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
leave it alone.
They're not attacking anybody. They're just saying, like, hey,
yeah,
like, ready? Protein World's got you covered.
Right.
Fucking Protein World gets my shout out. Protein World absolutely 10 times over gets
Cause, yeah, because they're standing up for themselves, you know? Because it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Because they're not attacking anyone for one, like you said. And
yeah, they're just. And like, for me, like, I see that. I saw all the stuff, and, like, now I think I'm going to go buy some of the stuff. Because they have, like, special vitamins and stuff you can mix into your food. And I'm like, well, I've been trying to get in shape because, mm-hmm. like, for me, I just don't think I'm in shape enough. And people are always like, oh, you're thin. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't feel it, you know?
Right.
I don't look in the mirror and feel thin. And people could say that that's more like a psychological thing. And sure, maybe it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care, you know? My ideal...
Right.
I do not have the ideal body that I want to have. So, like, I'm going to keep working towards it. I'm not going around being like, oh, you're so fat, you should lose some weight. Like, no, I do have a problem with obesity, and I think that there are really fat people who really should lose weight. It's just years off. I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's just years off your life, literally.
True.
You know, for every, I think somebody told me, and I can't, this could be something somebody told me, and they could be wrong, but they said for every pound of weight on your body, it's 4 pounds of pressure on, like, your knees.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, the more weight you carry, if your, you know, legs and stuff aren't strong enough to hold it, it's just a shitload
the
of weight
worst.
On your knees.
Yeah.
It's just gonna, you know, you're just gonna wear down over time. It's like,
right.
I don't know. I mean, again,
you're carrying too much weight.
Yeah. It's like, you know, unless you have really, really, really strong legs, but you're still fat for some reason, like again, if you want to be fat, that's fine, but don't tell me I can't be thin.
Right, yeah, don't tell me out. Don't call me out for being in shape.
Yeah, because I'm not calling Try. You out, I just, it's whatever.
Right, so here's the thing.
Like, again, no, like, people don't die from being healthy, you know? People die from, like, a thing that happened to them. People
mm-hmm.
don't die from being in good health. They die from, like, an unexpected heart attack or a car accident or they hit their head. Like, they didn't die for having, like, good blood pressure, good body fat, you know, and muscles.
Right, people, yeah, exactly.
People die on a regular basis from weight-induced problems, like diabetes, you know, like, so it's just frustrating that there's this issue with fat.
Right.
So, I mean,
so you need fat and do something about it. Don't just sit there and complain.
Like, I'm not going to go tell a fat person, like, you should lose weight. Like, no, it's your own fucking fault if you don't want to. And that's
right, yeah.
Fine.
That's on you.
You can do it, but don't tell everyone else that because they want to promote being this way is, like, that they can't. I just get frustrated.
Right.
I just get frustrated that everybody has to get in someone's face about shit that doesn't affect them really at all.
It's true. This is true. So,
this and, is and yeah, am I a little hypocritical on the situation? Sure. But I mean, I'm not at the same time because I don't really go out of my way to tell people that if they're fat, they should lose weight. If my,
right.
You know,
no.
I have some friends who've asked me and I've been like, yeah, I think you're a little overweight. I'm not going to lie to you.
Right. No, yeah, because you're not going to bullshit your friend.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, and whatever, call me an asshole, but like, you ask my opinion, I'm going to give it to you. Like,
right, yeah, no, exactly. Exactly.
And it's for the
you don't want to, don't ask.
It's for the simple reason that it is taking years off your life. Like, all mm-hmm. of all this unnecessary, you know, fat that you're carrying around, like, it does take a toll on your body, and it does lead to things like diabetes, and that's mm-hmm. going to change the way the rest of your life is lived. So why wouldn't you just take a little bit of time every day to do a little bit of work so that you don't have to worry about it. It's just like it's like preparing your financial future. You know,
mm-hmm.
you put money into your savings account for a rainy day. So why
right,
not
exactly.
walk 10 minutes a day, do 20 push-ups, do some sit-ups, do some jumping jacks. You know,
right,
do,
something,
do
yeah.
5 minutes of jumping jacks every day. Even mm-hmm. though that's not a crazy lot amount, but if you
right, but still it builds up
it's,
every
it's just,
day.
Yeah, it's just something that you're doing. It's 5 minutes every day. You know, and then, you know, maybe later as you get older, you change it to 10 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
You
just add
something else, or at least, you know, it's just something. It's like I'm not asking for a lot; I'm just asking for something.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So.
I feel you, dog. I feel you.
But I think we should call it there before I dig myself into a hole.
Right, and then we end up actually pissing me.
But at the same time, like, do whatever you want, really. Do whatever you want.
No, yeah, at the end of the day, it's your choice. If you want to be overweight, if you're overweight and happy, be overweight and happy. Who cares? That's your life, your choice. You do what you got to do, you know? But don't shame us for doing what we want to do.
Wanting them gains.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Hashtag gains all day. Yeah, there you go. A little life lesson for everybody.
Shoutouts.
Hodge twins.
Hodge twins.
Gains.
Tons of gains.
Yeah, fuck it.
Write them down twins. So that I know.
Nah.
Hodge twins. I'm doing Protein World.
This is the fitness shout out.
Yeah. I'm also going to shout out Sarah.
Of course.
I always shout out Sarah. She's getting some gains. She gets up every morning and goes to the gym. Every morning.
Be looking good.
I fucking struggle to get up, like, at a reasonable hour every day. So go to the gym.
I'm usually always up at 9. So there's no excuse to not...
I get up between, like, 8 and 10.
To not do anything.
But see, I have a Nautilus machine at work. So I can work out at
some dumbbells
for, like, 10 minutes. Do some squats,
right.
do the bench press, do the pec thing, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of my thing. Like,
chest.
I'd love to get
yeah.
more consistent and like,
mm-hmm.
do it for longer periods of time rather than just like, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there.
Right.
But I can see the difference.
Like, right,
I can
yeah.
see the difference that doing it for like a couple days in a row makes. So
right. You can see the work you're putting in.
Yeah, it makes me want to do it more. It's just like you get done with work and you're like, do I want to stay for like half an hour to work out? No, I want to go home and like nap. but like, I got to get out of that. You just got to get
oh,
out
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we're going to shout out the Hodge twins. They're on YouTube. They're on Twitter. I'll put the links in the video notes. We're going to shout out Protein World because fuck yeah, Protein World. Stand up for what you believe in. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to shout out Sarah Joy, Sarah, who runs the PvP podcast and the Geek Mates. We're also going to shout out Dave, her partner in crime on the podcast. Ziggy Ziggs. It's Z-I-G-G-Y-Z-I-G-G.
Yeah.
Ziggs. And Sarah Joy is C-E-R-A-J-O-Y. Yeah, I think that's... Are we good?
I think that's it, yeah.
All right. So, that'll do it for episode 19 of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast. And in true Robert Downey Jr., we're not going to catch you on the flip. It's just going to be... Bye.
Bye. Yeah.